Welcome back to the second Blue Black Radio podcast, episode 2. Joined with me is Jaden Bull, co-presenter. And we've also got Mitch Hay, vice captain of the First 11. How you going, Mitch?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me on here.
Yeah, no problem.
It's all right. It's all right, Mitchell.
Just recently, we've had the Westlake / Auckland Grammar Exchange. We'll just read out the results for that.
Starting off with cricket. The boys' high first innings, they were all out for 226. So Archie Redfern scored 91 not out, and Mitch Hay got 61. And then Westlake were all out for 206. And they also batted in the second innings and got 66 for 4 when the rain came and the match was drawn, rained out, you know.
So what were we looking at like to win? Were we
It was in the balance, you know. They only needed 120 runs, and we needed 6 wickets, you know. Could have gone either way, you know, but...
What do you reckon, Mitch?
Yeah, I was backing us to get up there.
Yeah, always back 100%. In the blue.
Yeah.
Always back in the blue.
What about the golf and tennis?
The tennis. Boys High got 17, and Westlake was 7, so that was a clear win to Boys High. And in the golf, Boys High got 6.5, and Westlake... only got 3.5, so there was a win to CBHS. So, you know, Mitchell, cricket led in the school down a little bit, was it?
I think the rain had final say, to be honest, Jaden. I'm not going to say we let the school down, but,
yeah.
You know, I think we're looking towards a win there.
Fair enough.
So, Mitch, vice-captain of the First 11, why did you decide to play cricket back in the day?
Can't actually remember deciding to play, but I think... I don't know, my dad didn't play cricket, but I think I just started playing because my brother was playing, and I played my cricket at Burnside. I think I just enjoyed the sport, enjoyed being able to, play with mates, I guess.
Yeah, you've been in the First 11 for 3 years now. That's pretty good, isn't it?
It's all right. It's
very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
What motivates you?
I think my main motivation for cricket and the cricket team is probably just to keep winning Gillette Cup titles or... First 11 Cup titles. I've been able to do that the first 2 years I've been in the team. So, yeah, it's another goal of mine this year to win another First 11 Cup. So, yeah, that's what motivates me.
Were you a bit of a good BYC player back in the day when you started?
I would say I'm still a very good BYC player. I think you would know quite well that, Jaden.
Yeah,
not just then, but still now, I'd say.
And growing up, you know, younger age, who was your biggest influence in cricket, do you reckon?
I'd say my biggest influence was probably my dad. He threw a lot of balls to me. I'd say he's the biggest influence just from the pure number of balls he's thrown my direction. And yeah. I risked a few ankles, so yeah.
Hope his shoulder's holding up, you know?
No, it's not holding up. He's cooked now.
Who do you reckon your role model has been in cricket or in life?
In life. I'll go cricket. I'd say as a younger kid, it was Brendan McCullum. I started wicketkeeping because of him, and I like the way he plays, and I like his aggressive in nature. I'd say he's probably my biggest, most influential role model as a cricketer, I'd say.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, you're vice captain, as we said before. You know, when you're getting the fellas in, how do you get them the fizz, you know?
I hand that duty over to Jackson Pauling. We call him the fizzer man of the team. We usually head to him in the team talk for some real fizzer mentality. So I don't really have anything to do with that. Just go to the man, JP Pauling.
Oh, fair enough. And what extent do you want to take cricket to in the near future or future?
Yeah, what does the future hold for Mitch Hay?
I think I'm just going to try, obviously, take it as far as possible and play as long as I can. But I think the first thing I want to do is just work hard with this First 7 group we've got at the moment and hopefully take out the 2-day comp. So I don't like to think too far ahead. It's
early days.
Yeah, very early days.
And you played for Canterbury A the other day. That's pretty good achievement, you know. Fraser Sheet played for Canterbury A first year out of school. I mean, you're still in school. Playing for Canterbury A, that's a big achievement, you know.
A lot of potential there, it sounds like.
Yeah, there is it does sound like Canterbury Cricket have faith in you. What are your thoughts on that?
I was pretty lucky to play. Injury went my way, which is how I played, which is lucky, I guess. But it was a good experience. I learned a lot, and Yeah, no, it was good experience.
Yeah.
What's the big goal? Is there a big goal in cricket or?
I think the big goal is to play for the Black Caps one day.
Yeah, I can see it. Mitch Hay, yeah.
Yes, that's obviously the biggest goal, but
How many Black Caps would that make at school? That'd be, what, 30?
That's a very good question.
40, I don't know. I'll have to find out that. Jesus.
I'm sure there's a lot of potential Black Caps in the first 11, is there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Any prodigies coming up in year 11 and 12?
We've got a couple of year 11s in the team.
Oh, really?
Yep. We've got Angus Sidey.
Oh, yeah, Angus Sidey.
Yeah, he's a very good fast bowler. He's probably the quickest in the team at the moment.
Yeah. Probably the tallest as well, isn't he?
Yep.
Second?
I'd say he's probably one of the tallest. And Ollie Curtis.
Oh, yeah, Ollie Curtis.
Yep, awesome all-rounder. So, yeah, we've got a few up-and-coming stars, I reckon.
Yeah.
And, you know, you were in the first 11 in year 11. You know, what's your advice to those year 11s, you know, making their way?
I think they've just got to work hard, and they know they're on the team for a reason because they're very good players. So, yeah, they're showcasing their skills well. So I think it's just having faith in themselves because they're very good players.
How did you work hard back in the day, year 11?
I think not much has changed. Really, just like to have hit plenty of balls, catch plenty of balls, and work out at training.
Morning grind, is there? Early mornings?
Not really for cricket, eh? I don't mind a sleep in, so yeah, cricket is more after school sort of training and yeah that sort of thing.
All day Saturday?
Yeah, all day Saturday.
All day.
All day Saturday and sometimes Sunday.
So what does a normal routine consist of for training?
At the moment, so it'll be a Monday, Wednesday team training. Probably have a net. Tuesday, Thursday, play Saturday, sometimes Sunday. So yeah, I guess it's probably playing obviously once a week and training at least two or three times.
Is there a big diet to to watch out for?
Oh.
Still young?
Diet. Cricketers don't really need too much of a diet, I don't think. Probably, probably not.
Oh, that's
not
good.
Really. Yeah, what sort of professionalism does Canterbury Cricket bring to
it? Any protein?
Obviously, you're part of the systems, you know. Is it, you know, more professional as you get higher up?
I'd say it gets slightly more professional.
I'd hope so.
Yeah. So,
you would.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess it does get slightly more professional. But, you know, still early on, so haven't been introduced to too much of that.
You know, obviously you're a self-proclaimed player, you know. You've been involved in any international tournaments?
Well, I played a warm-up World Cup game for Namibia with Liam Folkes from the school. So that was a good experience. Played Pakistan under-19s. So it was a good experience. We lost heavily, but no, it was still a good experience to be part of that.
You know, if you're a true Namibian, would you be able to tell me the capital of Namibia? No? No answer?
No answer.
All right. Any other
capital of Namibia?
No, I've never heard of it, actually.
No. Where's Namibia?
Africa.
All right, any other international tournaments?
Coming up?
International tournaments? No, I don't think so.
Have you been anywhere overseas?
Oh, yeah. So I've been to Australia with the first 11 twice, Sydney. And then I've been to Sri Lanka and Singapore with the Willows Cricket Tour.
So,
played in Sri Lanka and Singapore.
Oh, what do the teams over there compare to our teams here?
Well, they've obviously got less funding, but I think their love of cricket's definitely. Both nations got the love of cricket, but I think theirs probably exceeds ours. They both all just love the game, and their funding obviously stops them probably exceeding their full potential.
Mm.
But yeah.
Yeah, no, so it was good to get over. Yeah, see their life, you know.
Yeah, it was good to. Yeah, it was good to see how they live and how they play the game and how much they love it. Sort of makes you appreciate it a bit more.
Yeah, fair enough.
It was a good experience. Very good experience.
No, fair enough.
Are there any big tournaments coming up for the first 11?
We've got our qualifying for the first 11 cup. I think we have one this term and then the rest in term 4. So if they all go well, hopefully we'll be at the first 11 cup at the end of the year, which is probably our biggest tournament.
What's the off season looking like? Is there any training going on there?
There's usually a bit of winter training out at Lincoln this year, I think. So
just a bit, or is it?
Oh, it's quite intense.
Yeah, I hope
it's probably,
so.
Probably
yeah.
two or three times a week over the whole winter.
What's that normally like?
Yeah, it's usually pretty good. Get some good get some good benefits, you know, reap the rewards a wee bit in the start of the next season. So, you know, it's good. It's pretty full on, but yeah, no, there is quite a bit of off-season work to be done.
Back to the First 11 Cup. If you guys take it out this year, how many is that in a row?
That'd be our third in a row.
Third in a row. And
you've been playing for 3 years. So
Yeah.
So coincidence?
Are you the lucky charm? Or
yeah.
No, I think
you're in the air every year.
I think Golden Balls, Louis Chapman, would be the lucky charm.
Oh, yes.
But didn't Louis lose it in year 10? No. No hard feelings, Louis.
What do you reckon is your fondest memory of the playing for the First 11?
I'd say the two fondest memories would be winning the First 11 Cups. In year 11 and year 12, yeah, they're definitely the best moments.
Yeah.
They're pretty awesome experiences and great bunch of guys to do it with. So, yeah, definitely the best experience.
Which one felt better, though?
They're both awesome.
Fair enough. And
Who do you reckon has been a big role model at the school? Coach or trainer? Teacher, maybe?
I think our coaches, Mr. Parr and Mr. Lane, have been great influences on all the players. So I think, yeah, they've been great role models and taught us how to train hard and cope with the pressure situations. So, yeah, I think they've been the biggest influences on the teams in the past 2 years that I've been a part of.
Yeah, I've been under Mark Lane a few times and he does definitely have high standards.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah, his standards are very high, which makes everyone push really hard. And I don't think you'll ever reach his standards, but you can always try, which is good.
Never be able to reach them.
Now, Mitch, a question for Jaden. You're also on the First 11. What's Jaden's performance like? Or he's been substitute a couple of times?
Jaden, I'd just like to ask, what was the... How was day 3 of the traditional versus Westlake? Played a big part in that.
Besides the rain, you know, it was actually a good day to be out with the fellas, you know. Started off with some good betting from Ollie Lewis. I heard
Jackson Pauling was quite solid as well.
Yeah, could you call it solid.
He wanted me to ask if you could talk us through his cover drive.
Oh, well, there was about five of them that went straight to the fielder, you know. They weren't going anywhere.
Was he hitting them?
Well, they weren't going anywhere, yeah. So, you know. Talks a big game, that fella. But, and then into the bowling, you know, it started off, it was a little bit shaky, you know, they were going at quite a good run rate, but in the end, like, Louis Chapman came on, a few darts, a few dot balls, you know, and just ended pinning them down and then got four wickets, and then the rain came, which was a bit of a shame because day 3 looked like a stellar till the rain.
Is there any potential for you in the First 11, hopefully?
Oh, well, if Mitch gets injured again, you know, might, you know, no pressure. Back to the New Zealand setup. You were involved in the New Zealand under-19s, weren't you? Process?
Yeah, I was a reserve for that team.
Yeah, and how's that involvement in the program changed your professional approach to cricket?
I'd say it's just changed the way I look at training. I used to train sort of quite broadly, sort of not focus on anything too specific, just sort of turned up, worked hard. Taught me to, well, they identified what I needed to work on, and then I've just been working really hard on that ever since. So it's training's been a lot more specific, and I guess the professionalism is probably just in terms of recovery and prehab and all that sort of stuff. And they were probably a bit stricter on nutrition and that sort of thing. So I think that's probably where the professionalism definitely stepped up.
So what have you added to your rehab? Maybe after a game? Or
After a game, it's usually quite good to get a good lot of water on board, a lot of good food, quite a lot of protein.
Good protein shakes?
On occasion. Good stretch, good rollout that night.
Good rollout, yeah.
Yeah, we roll out on the spiky roller. It goes pretty well.
The Sheikah mat, is it?
I have tried the Sheikah mat.
Is it good?
Is that the one with the spikes?
Yeah.
It's intense.
Oh, that's pretty good. Intense. Yeah.
I wasn't quite up to it. You got to be mentally up for that.
Yeah, especially when someone sits on you, and you know, that hurts.
Yes.
Just digs into your
back.
Pain.
Yeah, that's pain.
No, fair enough. And you're pretty close to making that team, so, you know. And as a young guy, that's a pretty big achievement, you know. Not a lot of young guys make it that far.
I guess it was cool to be close, but yeah, no. Yeah, no, it was cool to be close, but yeah.
So you missed out on the next World Cup by 10 days, is it?
Yeah, yeah, miss out.
Yeah.
Oh, so really?
Yeah, qualification.
Yeah, really unlucky. Oh, yeah.
So yeah. Hopefully next time. Next year? Or
no, there is no more.
No more.
Oh, really?
No
more.
Chance gone.
Oh, sorry. Just add salt to the wound.
You know, you win some, you lose some, don't you?
Yeah, lost that one.
Yeah. Fair enough, big loss. No, that's all right. Where do you see yourself playing cricket out of school? So next year?
I'm not sure. I haven't really thought about it too much. Obviously, we'll be playing somewhere, but just, I'd say somewhere in Christchurch, but I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, yeah. Christchurch?
I would say, yeah, I think so. But I'll just, yeah, just focusing on the school season at the moment. Yeah. I'll let that take care of itself, hopefully.
Yeah, fair enough. And what, your university in Christchurch, you reckon?
Yeah, I'm playing university in Christchurch. I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to study yet, but.
Yeah, you could do the Lincoln Cricket Scholarship. I reckon you'd probably get that, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I'm sort of, yeah, tossing up between a few things. So, yeah, unsure at this moment.
Fair enough. No, that's good. Maybe engineering? Would you be interested in that?
Yeah, I've thought about that. Could be quite a good degree, I think. Could be something I could get into.
Do Canterbury Cricket make you do a degree if you were part of the process?
I'm not actually sure. Not that far up the
process. Oh, you're not that far up, are you?
Just on the outskirts.
Just a fill-in, aren't you?
Yeah. Like you, Jaden.
Come on, mate.
Too soon.
Well, thanks, Mitch, for coming along and letting us interview you. Hope it wasn't too hard.
No, it was good.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the second episode of the Blue Black Radio podcast.
All you fellas, get down and support the Polyfest. It's on Saturday, and just give the fellas some motivation, you know? It's actually a really good thing they're doing.